Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big one. It's a bigger than big one. We've got predictions of the entire season today.
Yep.
Everything we talk about right now is important.
Welcome back to Pitchside, sponsored by ZoomerZoom!
Yay!
They're back.
Just a quick one. We already have 1,500 people in our Pitchside mini league.
Yeah, and the season's not even started yet.
Exactly.
And if Lewis Bowden doesn't come in the top 50 of our league, he's going to shave his eyebrows, he said.
Oh, my word.
So the more that Julian, the way less chance he's got of coming top 50.
Top 50?
Yeah, I'm going to smash this. But also, even worse than that, if I finish above Tom in the league, he said he'd get a tattoo of my fears on his body.
I think rather than your face, I'll get like a pair of goggles.
I'll get like a pair of goggles.
I was picturing like Seabor from Jackal.
If you finish above all three of us, all three of us will get a pair of goggles.
Yeah.
I'll happily take that bet.
Yeah, yes. I'll take that
right,
bet.
Right, right. So just a quick one, Lou. How can people join our mini league?
Well, don't ask Lewis.
All right, well.
Ask me.
Okay, just anyone then. All right. To the floor.
Wait.
Shush. Shush, you little producer. Yeah,
you've had your birthday.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, Lewis, how do you join, man?
Tell us how you joined. Tell us how to join,
Lewis. Involved.
All you need to do is download the Super 6 app and use the code PTCH23 to join.
Yes.
And the more people that join before the start of the season, the bigger the prize. And
plus,
it's £1 million for the first Premier League week.
Rose
an influencer now.
Yeah. Yo, why are we even here, man?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, also, it annoyed me how you said 2-3, not 23.
Yeah.
Can we say 23?
I've been saying 2-3, I think.
2-3.
What year are we in? The 22-3?
Well, no, but yeah, I know what you mean.
2023, right?
2023, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the code is PTCH23. Get involved. Yeah. And the more people that do get involved, mate, the bigger the prizes are.
The first weekend, by the way, is not a quarter of a mil. It's a mil.
Yeah.
A milli.
And we should say, because Reeve, who has done his punishment for the leaderboard from last year with the predictions.
Yes.
This year, it's whoever comes bottom of the Super Six League.
It's the Super Six leaderboard prediction.
So there's a lot.
I was clear at that. Yeah. I was sick at that.
It's between all three of us, though, this year.
Yeah, so we need a forfeit for all you three. So if you have a forfeit idea, so
get
involved
in the comments, because I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. I sucked at Super Six.
You were prepared.
I'm great at predictions.
Yeah, but do you know why I think that is? It's because I think the smaller games you're good at predicting, but the big games I seem to see how the psychology works.
It's a bit of a weird one as well, Super Six, because you can obviously, if you get a correct score, it boosts you.
Oh, so huge.
Yeah.
And that's the reason, actually.
Yeah.
Because in Super Six, it was 5 points.
Yeah.
In our system, it was 3.
Yeah.
So I was getting 2 more every
time.
That's
why Super Six is so much better than our old system.
It is pretty clear. Yeah, it's a bad forfeit.
And we must address, before we move on,
yeah, go on, tell
to predicting the Premier League table of 22-24.
I thought you were going to address why I'm here.
No, 23-24.
I thought you were going to address why I'm.
He's got no ball knowledge, man. He don't fucking know nothing. Oh, yeah. We need to talk about.
Yeah, Ollie hurt his neck swimming.
Yeah, basically.
He went for a swim and hurt his neck.
Is that even normal?
No.
Doing it swimming?
Well, because when you turn.
How fast are you like?
I was
going to
say, you must be like.
I wasn't. I think I slept on it badly. And
you
it's just
overtrained.
I think it is overtrained.
Definitely sleeping.
I told you you're overtraining. You didn't listen to me. And I told you to get in the water months ago, you didn't listen to me.
Sorry, Dad.
Just listen to me more. Look, there's a reason I have this t-shirt.
Daddy.
Okay? There's a reason I have this t-shirt. You should listen to Uncle Theo.
Is that why you wore that today?
That doesn't do you any favours.
Okay, look. Anyways, we're going to move on to predicting the Premier League table. We did this a few weeks ago, but that was prior to a lot of transfers.
Yeah, true.
And we actually said in it, that there's one team that's really going to change for me depending on transfers. And the transfers have happened. We'll come to it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The transfers have happened. There's a lot being going on in the market. Look, still a lot more to come.
Fair enough, yeah.
Harry Kane looks like he could go to Bayern München.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. But
I've done mine based on him staying.
Do you know what? Yeah, people...
Oh,
you know,
I didn't do that. Okay, fair enough.
You know
when you're going?
Yeah, I've done it based on
really?
Kane not being.
I based it on him staying.
Damn it.
But I will say, a lot of people were like, oh my God, Theo, why would you not go to Bayern? You can win so many German league titles. Shut up.
Shut up.
So do you think, like.
That's the logical response, is it?
Yeah.
Not like,
no, I agree.
Oh no, he's
I'm with you.
Like, come on.
Shut up.
There's Premier
shut
League.
Shut up, you dick.
Do you think Harry, no disrespect, but do you think Harry Kane cares about winning a German league title with Bayern Munich? You win it every every goddamn season.
Is he
going
to relocate his whole family?
There's a lot.
Young
there's a, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
I would be surprised if he went.
It's the obviously I get the whole argument of Champions League. I completely get that one. Yeah. But Man United exists. You go there. Also,
well, no, he ain't going to go United.
He's not doing that now, is he?
Well, yeah,
Erasmus.
Hodgeland.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Hodgeland, man.
That's the J.
That's fast, man. It's fair.
Isn't it Hoyland?
Yeah, it's Hoyland. It's like a.
Bro's bilingual.
Hodgeberg?
Hodgeberg. Yeah, Hodgeberg and Hodgeland. Anyways, moving on to us predicting the Premier League table for next season. Now, this is where we could get called mugs at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be a surprise.
I mean, yeah, let's call someone stupid in. Oh, it's August, not July. In August for a prediction that's going to come true or false in May.
Hey, look,
so we don't know who's right or wrong yet.
Well, right. Well, you might not know.
All I'm saying, relax. At the start of the season, you lot said I was stupid man for saying Villa would finish sixth.
Mm.
Yeah. We said stupid because of Gerrard.
Yeah. No, but yeah. You have to look at the team. Stop saying that about them. It's
oh, no.
The team.
I'm not saying it doesn't count.
I looked at that team and saw potential.
Exactly. You did.
Yes. You were right.
Give credit where credit is
you
due.
You have the credit, but the reason you were laughed at was because of Gerrard.
Yeah. Well, you can say you were naive.
No, because we were right under Gerrard.
You were naive.
You weren't right. You can't.
No, he was right.
I said under Gerrard.
No, to you're fair, using technicalities. He did get it bang on when he didn't actually get the place correct. So
well, it's one position. No, shut up, man. One position.
All right.
One.
But so you said Arsenal would win, and that was one position.
Yeah, and that's
yeah, that's pretty close though. No one else said it. Yeah. That's a pretty what you're one position off correcting a table prediction. That's pretty good.
What right. A trophy for Arsenal.
Well, you go first then. Try and get as many accurately as possible.
So starting from 20, you go.
Yeah, can
up,
I just say?
No,
obviously...
you're not starting with number one.
I have actually. So obviously, I looked back at what I did a few weeks ago, and I have changed it quite a little bit. I moved people up and down, changed things around.
I went in raw.
Scratch.
Oh, I went fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
I raw did not
dog.
Do that.
I raw dog the shit out of this league table.
I pretty much left the bottom five as it was.
Did you?
So I've done.
Can I just say how stinky is the bottom half this season? I think it's like really stinky. Stinkier than my bum hole.
But the top half is probably going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Stinkier than your armpits after not washing them for days after your...
Stinkier than this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Luton, man. We all know how much we have Luton. We are Luton fans here. You know, we have a respect
you
between the club.
You dropped them off.
What? Hang on.
You don't know about
speak
our,
for yourself.
You don't know about the respect between us and Luton.
Yeah, we do love the hatters.
Yeah.
Fuck Luton.
No. Oh.
Whoa.
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 Fuck shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
We were just there.
Shame.
I don't give
shame.
A shit about Luton.
No, we do. We love their garden.
What?
The garden shed.
Oh, is that the court?
No, they love us on TikTok, man. We love them.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, we love Luton. So I've put them 20th.
That's interesting.
I feel like,
you know, since we did the last table... They've actually done more business than the other team.
Yeah, I just feel like it might be a step
they
up.
They are building to come straight back up. I swear to God.
Do you actually think
they're
that?
Building a really good championship team.
Okay.
I think they know they haven't got the finances to really stay up. They'll be hard to beat at home, though.
Yeah, I feel like they'll have like a good run here and there, but I just feel like it might be too much.
26 points.
But we love Luton, so up the Lutons.
Lutons.
Up 19th. Again... Maybe they don't have the minerals, but they are a good side. It's just so hard to call. I put Sheffield United 19th.
Yeah, they've just lost their best player.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you know his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Smith.
No.
Scott Smith.
And Dye. He's just gone to Marseille. He's very good.
Yeah, I almost said that.
Smith and Dye.
Yeah.
18th, again, Everton. I think they've had two seasons scraping by the neck of their teeth.
Damn.
And this time, I think they're not going to do it.
I quite like that because I don't
new think... stadium. See you later.
That'll be huge to go down with that new stadium.
I can see it happening. 17th. I think they're going to stay up again. The Forest, Nottingham Forest.
Oh yeah.
16th, Bournemouth. I think they stay up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You like that one, do you?
Yeah, I think Bournemouth will be fine.
Yeah, you like Bournemouth. 15th, a team that I think might struggle is West Ham.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their Europe, got the title. Declan Rice.
They struggled badly last year with all the extra games. I know obviously they won it, but they were in a relegation battle for how long? And now they've lost their best player.
Are they going to spend any money?
They haven't signed anyone.
They're looking at Ward-Prowse, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think you can't replace Declan Rice.
Well, I was listening to a clip from Ben Foster's thing the other day, though, and he was saying he's heard Ward-Prowse doesn't want to do it. He wants to stay in Southampton. Interesting. Step-old family, everything.
Really? Mr. Saints.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe if he thinks he's not going to make a jump to a team that's going to like really challenge at the top of the Premier League. Wait, to be honest,
Southampton should be coming straight back up.
He wants to bring it back up. Maybe he wants to be Mr. Southampton.
Yeah, he can be the club legend.
I think people really do always underestimate that it's not FIFA. Like, they actually have lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I think West Ham are going to struggle this season.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, and I think, well, we'll come to it now. Anyways, 14th, I actually said Fulham.
Mm. Yeah.
Fulham. They had a great season last season, but I think maybe they drop off a little
bit. Mitro.
They've kept the manager, though. He's staying.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
A big thing.
13th, I've gone Wolves. I know you lot think they're probably going to finish a bit higher, but there's so many good sides in the league that...
I think Wolves are in big trouble.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
There's a lot of shit going behind the scenes there as well.
Lost Ruben Neves.
They've got... Mate, they're in trouble, like financially.
You think everything. They finish lower?
Yeah, get on
tomorrow. 12th, Burnley. I think that'll be a good season for them.
Ooh,
that'll be a great season for them.
That'll be unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why?
We'll get on to mine. Yeah. My table is so bloody different from yours
excited.
Already.
Excited.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty different. Actually, no, mine actually isn't. Ours is quite similar. So
okay, 11th, I've got Brentford. I think first half, they'll struggle without Tony. Tony comes back, bam. Like he never left.
Another
goals.
When you say bam. No. Okay.
Bet.
No, I thought he said ban.
Oh, ban.
Comes back, ban.
10th, Palace.
Oh my God. Well, okay.
Yeah.
We've just had the exact, ours is very similar.
9th, Brighton. I think, you know, Europe might struggle a little bit, but 9th solid for Brighton. 8th, now, this is where we had a bit of controversy a few weeks ago. But Villa in 8.
Our table's so similar.
7th, I got Spurs.
Yeah.
Even with Harry Kane without, I think, 7th. Yeah, I think Madison will get a good partnership with Kane, but there's just too many good teams this season, I feel like.
Yeah.
6th, Newcastle.
Interesting.
That's insane.
Like, with Champions League.
This bullshit about...
it's triggered. No. Anyways, moving on. 5th, Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's even more annoying than putting Newcastle 5th.
That's nearly like the fell bit out of really,
that's the bit that's really irritating.
Mate, yeah, I've seen them in pre-season, man. They're starting to cook.
Can I ask you one question?
Oh, pre-season means nothing, man. It does. It clearly does mean something.
People keep saying, Newcastle with Champions League, but then in the same breath say we're going out the group stages. So surely Champions League isn't going to play that big of an issue.
You're going to win the Europa League.
I think you did well. Don't get me wrong. You are a very good side, and I wish all the best for you. However, I feel like last year a lot of teams underperformed.
Yeah, and you overperformed massively.
You get a say in this at the end, mate. Don't panic.
I think it's going to level out. You've got so many average players playing above their station.
I completely agree
with
that.
And so many of these other teams, Liverpool, Chelsea, Spurs, underperformed last year, who do have better players than you. They do. This is what I was getting at the other week about Trippier. Yeah, he had a great season last year, but
on the
face of it, he just isn't the best right back or full back in the league.
Thing of it is it's like a positive when you have bad players playing good, because it shows you're not dependent on having a star playing to the mean at some point.
Yeah,
because
it's
a regression to the mean.
The same thing happened with Jose Sarr 2 seasons ago at Wolves. He overperformed. Last year was terrible.
The same way good players also do that. So Alisson had a bit of a bad spell, but then came, you know, the people.
The
cream rises to the
out.
Top, man.
All I'd say though is that's like when an individual player basis. If you have everyone on the team who are performing higher than where they should, it shows it's more than one fluky season.
Yeah,
it's down to a system.
But mate, it levels out.
Look, and
teams get found out.
Lewis,
trust me.
Look, we'll don't get triggered too early, okay?
Sorry, man.
I put Newcastle 6th, which, you know, still Europe. It's still European football.
It's a
great
season.
Like, you played Champions League all year. You got Europe again. That's a good season.
You get
season.
Like knockout to the Champions League and like 6th. I think that's a good season for Newcastle.
Yeah, and you might even get a trophy.
League Cup.
Yeah, you never know. But I want Newcastle to do better than that. Obviously, I think Chelsea 5th. I put United 4th.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, I know. Mm. Liverpool 3rd. Yep. I think it's time for Darwin to cook.
Yep.
2nd, Man City. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
That's legit.
If someone's going to say it, I'm glad.
That's not funny in the slightest.
I actually don't hate it.
I don't mind it.
Arsenal to win the league.
Yeah.
I think you look at the way Arsenal pushed City last year.
Yep.
They've strengthened massively, in my opinion.
Yeah, they have.
And actually, you look at City and think maybe...
You can't win it four in a row.
You can't.
No,
surely not.
Come on.
But not, no,
and
but
they have got weaker.
They have. Yeah, they've lost a lot of players. I just feel like I'm thinking, look, City second... Obviously, it's a disappointment for them. But I would consider a City second as like an off season for City. And I think Haaland will still score like 70,000 goals. But I think City might... you'll see later in my other predictions why I think they'll finish second.
Yeah, we've got a lot of... There's a lot of other talking points. So it might make sense.
So I think Arsenal actually could do it this year. And there's not being an Arsenal bias. I think if you're looking at a neutral fan... You look at how well Arsenal did last year and how well they've strengthened, you think, why can they not win then?
Yeah, yeah.
I respect it. I think all Arsenal fans should have that feeling.
I completely agree with you. You should think that, yeah. I don't think you will, but...
Your
reasoning is completely fair.
Yeah.
And thanks, man.
It's depth now. You look at these other teams.
You know, the annoying thing is...
It's depth and... Sorry.
The annoying thing is you're about to get cooked for that as well.
Why? Nah, you won't.
I don't think
you
I will.
You won't.
No, I feel like
can't.
You won't.
But people on the internet are so hot.
Liverpool's first 11 on form at their best is probably as good, or you could argue better than Arsenal's. But if one or two, if both teams get one or two injuries, you're taking Arsenal's team, aren't you?
Do you know as well? You know Arsenal in
now.
You know Arsenal in for David Raya.
Yeah.
Do you know how mental that is?
I can't believe
isn't
that.
That's
the mentality.
Can we just talk about this, by the way?
That's got Arsenal going for two. Why number one.
Does make sense.
Why is Ramsdale suddenly shit?
I don't know.
No, it's not that.
Mate, oh my God. You should see my Twitter mentions from the other day when I quote tweeted the Raya going, what the fuck, why? Everyone's going because Ramsdale's shit.
No.
It's not true.
They just want. They're going to do a lot of rotators. They've got a lot more games this season, especially in the Champions League.
No, but what about suddenly? Like last year, we were all saying Ramsdale, England number one, one of the best goalies in the league. Now suddenly he's shit because he made a mistake in pre-season.
I don't get it. That's how the narrative changes.
But I don't think Arteta's signing him to take over at all. I just think you want two great people competing for number one.
Matt Turner doesn't offer that.
Yeah, exactly. You need that. Look at City. Ortega. Stefan Ortega is a quality goalkeeper.
No, but not as good as Raya.
No.
But in terms of Edison's looking
behind
himself.
When he fills in, City aren't scared.
Really, do you reckon?
City does a great job every time.
No, I agree with that. But I mean, the reason I found it surprising is I think Raya's more than good enough to start for a top six.
You've got to remember that Arteta is a disciple of Pep.
Yes.
And so having two first 11s.
Yeah, two.
That's the way he does things.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Raya's done it, though. I agree.
But again, he's staying in London. And it's a team that won it.
Obviously, he's not signed at all. But if you're Raya, like, man, you're going to a club that could win the league.
And I suppose he probably backs himself.
And Champions League. They're in all the competitions. There's a lot of games.
I don't like
that.
I think Ramsdale is better.
I think Raya's better with the ball at his feet.
Like, do you like rotating a keeper? Like say with Man City, wouldn't you just rather your best keeper in goal for like every competition game?
No, but then then if you make a mistake, there's nothing to say that you're potentially.
Look, yeah, I get that.
Look at Chelsea. I know obviously the levels have dropped, but at one point they had Kepa and Mendy, who
whenever they were in, they were just making mistakes. Right?
Yeah, but they had Kepa and Mendy, who were meant to be two first choice keepers, right?
No, but they were rotating because they were both bad.
Shit. Yeah, but their plan was they were meant to be two fucking fast keepers.
I think it'll probably be Raya in the Champions League, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Along that kind of line,
You want to,
or just Raya in.
Yeah, I don't.
But the thing is, you don't want to be changing a goalkeeper every other week. That's not.
No, I agree.
That's not healthy.
I don't think it will. I think it'll just be healthy competition and rotation.
He's a great signing to make this strengthen.
And they'll push each other to up their levels together, I think.
Yeah.
That's my 20-1.
Now we will go, just a quick one. We are going to go on to other things.
You're clapping him when you put Newcastle sick.
Because we were saying, this is going to probably be the best pod we've had in a few weeks because there's no fillers. We're going to be doing like our predicted team of the season, improved teams, managers, players, and flops, all that bollocks.
Stop blue balling them and just tell them you're 20-1.
Okay. I've got, do you want me to go next with you?
If you want.
Okay. I've got Sheffield United bottom. I think losing Ndai is huge. I was actually looking forward to seeing him in the Prem. And they just haven't got the money to reinvest. I think their budget's like 20 mil.
Yep.
And they've spent half of that already. 19th, Luton. I think they'll pick up a few points at home, but away from home, they're going to get absolutely cooked each week. Wolves, I've got 18th. I don't worry for Wolves because I want them to burn. And
but you are a man with quite a lot of inside knowledge of Wolverhampton.
They are really, really worried. Lopetegui, his interviews and that lately are just not, they're not filling you with any hope if you're a Wolves fan. It's along the lines of,
He's
on the brink of walking, I think, because he just hasn't. They're not giving him any money. Yeah. For some reason, they still can't spend under FFP. I don't really get what's going on. They've lost Jimenez. I know that's not a massive one to them, but Neves, Collins,
yeah,
and they've signed no one. Fulham 17th. No Mitro. Second season, I think, like Willian and that is getting on.
Willian's actually falling out in pre-season, but
no, I know, but he does. I think towards the end of last year, Fulham looked a bit.
I feel like Marcus Silva's better than a lot of managers around.
I agree, but I think Pellini will go as
interestingly,
well.
Interestingly, they fell off. Wasn't it when like Mitro had that huge ban, and Mitro might be leaving now as well?
No, he's gone, hasn't he?
Is it confirmed?
Where to?
He is
Saudi. He's like, he's saying that he's refusing to play again.
Vinicius isn't bad.
That's why they've signed Jimenez.
Their backup nine isn't bad.
Yeah, it's just, well, who are they going to bring in instead? They were lining up.
Well, they have Vinicius, and he was like, he's playing.
No, Jimenez, they've signed Jimenez.
Yeah, it's just worrying when, like.
From Wolves, 5 mil, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I obviously have missed that.
It's just sort of worrying when they had that drop of form without Mitro, and now he's gone permanently.
Yeah, I just think I worry a bit for Fulham this year. 16th West Ham. We'll get on.
Fucking
I'm up. Not going to say what I think about West Ham because that'll come a bit later. But West Ham, they've lost their best player, haven't signed anyone. It looks like their owner's going to get locked up. So 15th, I've got Bournemouth. I think good new manager, good signings. I think they're doing good things behind the scenes at Bournemouth.
Change your tone.
Shouldn't you not be on this podcast at the moment?
Well, no, I said I wouldn't upload a video. This isn't me uploading a video. 14th, I got Everton. 13th, I got Forest. I just really like Steve Cooper, and I think Gibbs White, Brennan Johnson, I don't mind Forest. They're hard to beat at home.
Yeah.
They made any signings?
Yes.
I don't know.
What they've had to do is just keep
Twelfth, I have got Burnley. Now I've been saying for a while.
Wow.
Burnley aren't going to do as well as people think. But then I look at this bottom half, and from what I saw from Burnley last year, they are better than these teams below them. They just are. They've made signings as well. Company, I think, is going to shock the league. 11th, I got Brentford. I'm not too worried about them losing Tony because I think their system, the gaffer, that'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Sharda looks good as well.
Collins a good signing, I think, for them as well. 10th, I got Palace. I know they've lost Sahar, but that may be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I agree.
I think others may shine. They can keep Elise Gaye. I know there's rumours. Yeah, that Eze's going to cook this season. 9th, I have got Brighton. Lost a lot of players, but their system's good enough to keep them. Yeah, ours is very similar. 12th to 8th, we've got exactly the same. 8th, I've got Villa. I think they'll win the Conference League, but I think people underestimate how hard it is with the extra games without that depth.
I agree.
7th, I got Newcastle.
7?
Oh, getting lower.
Yeah, like I said, I just think Newcastle are going to plateau to their players' actual level. Yeah,
Tuna coming for your son.
That is mad.
Like, I look at your team, I think Bruno G, 100% top four Champions League player.
Tonali?
Tonali, I don't know. Yeah.
Isaac.
Wilson. Yeah.
Botman.
Wilson.
No.
Isaac is.
Isaac definitely is, but not Wilson.
Wilson, okay, maybe. But Botman, then I'm struggling.
Yeah, I agree.
Nick Pope. You can't deny Nick Pope, man. We don't have to say he's a top three in the world, whatever, but like he is a fucking top class keeper.
I think he'd be all right.
I think you'll manage.
I personally don't think he is, but he's a good goalie, but he's nothing like special. What I'm saying is, I think seventh is your level for the level of players you've got.
I'd agree with that. I just think that we finish high off the system and coaching.
You might be right. 6, I've gone for Spurs. I think they're going to be good under Ange. I really do. And I think they'll keep Kane. I think Maddison will fit in perfectly to his system. He's going to be that little link from the break in the lines on the half turn into Son, Kane. Maddison's going to be really, really good. 5th, I've got Liverpool. Their depth worries me bad. I think their first 11 is going to be really good.
Chelsea top four.
Van Dijk's got the captain's armband now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Trent's vice captain. Salah will obviously score 30 goals.
Their depth up front is
Trent.
Yeah.
See all the comments, Cook and Reeve.
About what?
Calling Trent a centre midfielder.
Yeah. Reeve is so wrong. He's so wrong.
I believe you. I back all the comments that said that.
Anyway, fourth.
And that was just completely unnecessary, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just...
What the fuck's happened there?
When it's due, it's due. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't bring it up for yours.
Yeah.
I could do it every week if you wanted to.
No,
fucking hell, man.
Sometimes it's needed. Sometimes it's needed.
He was a centre mid. He started his career as a centre midfielder.
No, you said he played centre mid last year.
The back end of the season, he was in midfield.
Come on, carry on there, Tom.
Fourth, I've got Chelsea. I think Chelsea can have a good season. Really good. I just trust Poch.
Yeah,
you know, I think the level of talent they got individually.
Jackson looks a player,
and Nkunku looks fucking good, doesn't it? I know it's pre-season, and it doesn't mean nothing.
And they got a Ballon d'Or winner next year,
and they have got some. They're cooking out wide. Third, now I struggled genuinely. Top three, I've flip flapped all three. I've just gone Arsenal third. I think. The extra games, and I don't trust Arsenal to get it done when it matters. I just don't. Second, I've gone United. I really like their signings. And if they get Amrabat as well after Hoyland,
Podsland.
I think this top three is going to be like within 5 points of each other.
Give it as an exciting season, man.
Yeah, three and race, I think three City will just get over the line towards the end of the season.
Three horse races, sir.
Three way.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, so City just...
There are portions of our tables that are very similar, but other portions that are just not close.
Well,
at
why
all.
Don't you tell me, baby? Okay.
I don't not like it, except for the top three.
Oh, no, look, to be honest, that top three, genuinely, I wouldn't... It sounds daft. I'm set on United second. I don't think United will win the league, but I could see Arsenal winning the league, but I've put them third.
Yeah, but
yeah, I know
if United are set on second, Arsenal win the league, that means City would finish third, which you can't see happening.
No, it's either going to be City second, Arsenal third, first, and you know, yeah, I don't know. Just shut up.
Right, time for some spice.
Let's hear it.
Bottom, I have Sheffield United. I think they are the worst team in the Premier League on paper.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
19th. Sorry, Cherry fans. I've got them going down.
Oh, fucking hell.
I've got Bournemouth in 19th, yeah.
Below Luton?
Yeah, I think second season syndrome. Big struggle.
No.
I know their manager's good, and I don't think they've made as many signings as possibly they need.
Good though. They're good signings.
Yeah, Kluivert's good. Other than that, it's like, yeah, okay.
I think Kluivert's going to be class.
18, Luton. I think they do go down, but give it a good fight.
Do you reckon they're going to do a bit of a Blackpool? Do you know when Blackpool like
finished? Did they finish like eighth or something?
No, Blackpool with Charlie went down, Adam, didn't they? I mean, the season Blackpool went down, they had like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And
they're not going
to the end. And then they actually just do go down.
Yeah.
They finished pretty high that season, didn't they? Top 10.
Did they do 2 years then in the Prem?
Because they did say, I swear they finished like that.
DJ
really...
Campbell and that, didn't they? Yeah.
And they had
Charlie Adam, DJ Campbell.
Yeah, but the manager was.
Taylor Fletcher.
Holloway, yeah.
I thought they had a really good. And then did end up going down. Or was that the second year? I can't remember.
Am I just making this up?
Don't know.
I'd be able to tell you, but the internet's not working. Okay, here we go. They were only in for one season.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. But it looked like they're doing
really well. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It gets to like March and it just...
Who was I thinking of?
And then the positions cement themselves a little bit, yeah. That's how I feel. 17, I got Wolves for the same reasons that you said earlier. 16th, I have Burnley. I don't have the confidence that they're going to do
as
bigger things as you guys give them credit for. 15th, I got Forest. Settling in as like lower bottom half... team, but still surviving quite comfortably, I think.
I will survive.
14th, I have Everton. I think it's about time that they pluck their...
Really struggling for signing, though.
They're getting from Sporting.
Yeah, there's that young Sporting striker.
They spent a season without Calvert-Lewin, and when he plays, they are such a different team.
Like, he's more injury-prone than my Wilson,
even. Sean Dyche is not an idiot. He knows how to... with a full season as well.
Yeah.
And coming in and, you know, getting an entire season under his belt. 13th, I have West Ham. I think you guys have done them a little bit.
It's only two places different.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but you said 17, didn't you?
16? No, 16.
I put 15. Okay. 15.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I think that sort of 17 to 13.
But they just lost their best player.
They'll replace him, man.
Will they, though?
Spurs, they'd replace Bale.
They've just received £110 million.
Not quite.
Well, okay, you know what I mean. But like the amount of money that they're going to have they're going to do business between now and the end of the transfer.
I mean, yeah,
you'd have
to. If they
don't,
they're in trouble.
And they've got good quality players anyway. He put Paqueta in his best 11.
Yeah.
They've got players around the position.
Oh, I do think Paqueta is going to level up this year because he's going to be more onus on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 12th, they've got Fulham. I think they still have quality regardless of whether Mitrovic is playing for them or not. 11th, Brentford, same as you boys.
Yeah.
10th, Palace, same as you boys. 9th, Brighton.
There's a lot who've put Palace to like go down or be near.
No, not under Roy. Not under Roy. Eze is about to cook. Yeah.
What's he cooking? Goals.
Goals, assists, contributions.
MOMs.
Sexy performances.
8th, I actually have Spurs. Now, this was under the consideration that Harry Kane does leave.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
So that's why he's different to yours. 7th, Villa.
Mm-hmm.
And for the argument's sake of last week.
Who did you have in 9th?
Brighton.
Oh, okay.
Exactly the same. Yes, 7th, Villa. And as we discussed, to finish above them in 6th, Chelsea. I don't think the redemption arc is going to be as quick as everybody thinks it's going to be, but I think they improve. Tenth. Yeah, but they were 10th, right?
Yeah.
So they still get European. They were 10th, weren't they? 9th?
It might have been lower, you know.
Oh, even
11th or 12th.
Maybe 12th. Yeah, but you see what
I mean? 13th even?
Was it 13th? It might have been 13th. No, it might have been
13th. It was low. They were like 40 something points.
It definitely wasn't top 10, was it?
No, I think they were 12th.
They were, 12th.
12th then. Yeah, I don't think they just shoot straight up to the top four region, but I think they get European football. 5th, slightly behind the top four race, Newcastle United. That's better than 6th and 7th.
I'm taking that at this point.
But it's for the exact same reason.
He better have Newcastle first, considering they've got like the best player in every position.
My logic was that the team that are going to pip them to top four are so hungry and desperate to get back into Champions League football. Either they're going to win the Europa League or they're going to finish top four, and it's Liverpool.
And those who have better players and a better manager.
Lads, when do you not...
Why is that so offensive?
Liverpool are a top four club.
But like,
they're going to want that place back.
So this is the thing though. The Premier League is never that simple. That's why Chelsea finished 12th. That's why Liverpool finished wherever they finished last season.
But they're
anomaly,
man.
The league is never that straightforward.
Yeah, but it's never that simple. But that's why Liverpool finishing 5th seemed outrageous to go from 2nd. So they're going to eventually creep back into top four because they do have quality.
Yeah, they've just lost so many players at the moment. They need to make more signings, don't they, really?
But aren't they still set on getting Lavia?
Yeah, well? I think that's close.
Is it? Okay, that'll be decent, to be fair.
4th Liverpool, who I've just mentioned. 3rd, I'm spot on with your top three as well for the exact same reasoning. I think it's going to be a three-horse race this season. 3rd, I have Arsenal. 2nd, I have United.
Oh!
And 1st, I have Manchester City.
I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either.
Of course he's a fake fan.
No, he's
But again, I think the top three is going to be...
I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I could see it being United and Arsenal for a long way and then City doing just what they did last year. Yeah. And towards the end.
I think Liverpool are going to creep it. I think it's a four-way race.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think Liverpool will start to get injuries. Though,
we say this, but it never happens, doesn't it? Like you say,
but
it's like, four teams are going to compete.
It never
that
is.
Good.
Yeah,
it's always end up being two, right?
Arsenal City.
So hang on. So the bookies. So we're all mental for not putting Newcastle in the top four. So Newcastle are 6th favourite to finish in the top four.
Premier League is always straightforward.
So does that mean they're favourite to finish 6th?
Yeah.
Where I've put them?
Yeah. So the bookies who have odds compilers, who are experts, who are paid to do this, think Newcastle are coming 6th.
And where did the bookies put Newcastle for last season?
Okay, I know.
And the season before?
No. My point
but
is...
I'm just saying,
you're not putting Newcastle 4th.
It's
crazy to put Newcastle 5th, 6th or 7th.
I think your squad is not as thick as the other two. Well, what are you doing?
Putting that towards your mouth.
I think you've got too thin a squad to compete with top 4 and have a good UCL campaign as well.
Mm.
And really,
you don't believe that, so it doesn't matter.
And realistically, after the highs and elations of finishing top 4, the players... who were like, Nick Pope's been at Burnley. Like, do you think he's going to be more buzzing for the Wednesday night game in the Champions League or Saturday afternoon game against Crystal Palace?
I genuinely, and you might think this is me being delusional, I just think with this set of players, the mentality is every single game. And you say friendlies don't matter. I reckon even in all those friendlies, it's out there to win.
Well, have you won every friendly?
No, we haven't. But I don't think we take games less important than others. And that's why you see, because when you're a team who aren't the biggest in the league and have the best players, you have to have that mentality in every game.
You say you are the biggest with the best players.
We're the biggest fan base, but we're not the biggest.
Quickly do us your league.
Mine's slightly different.
Shock.
As you might.
I'm interested to see your bottom half though.
Leicester! We're going to Leicester in 17.
So Luton, I do have them last. Sheffield and 19.
Sheffield.
Who's your other relegated team?
Sheffield.
Who's your other relegated team though?
Yeah, you can't be calling them Sheffield, bro. They'll cook you for that.
Sorry, man. Sheffield United. Everton.
Oh wow.
I think when you're...
That's my bottom three.
Yeah, I think when they're hovering around there so long, yeah, not even Dyche can fix it. And they're not making signings, so to Everton.
Oh, no, yeah.
Forest, 17th. Bournemouth, 16th. Wolves, 15th. Burnley, 14th. And then we go to Fulham, 13th.
I can't wait to see where he's put Newcastle.
I've been clever as much as I can. Crystal Palace, 12th. Brentford, 11th. West Ham, a 10th for me.
Bloody hell.
I just think, I agree, the bottom half's shit. And I was just like, I can't put them below anyone else.
Yeah.
They've gone from finishing in a European place to ending up close to relegation anyway. So they're about to bounce back, surely.
Mm. Spurs, 9th for me. I think Kane probably leaves and it just doesn't really click for Ange, is what I'm saying. As much as I like him, actually, because he's a very likeable guy.
Yeah.
Chelsea, 8th for me.
Bloody hell, really?
I don't, they have great players, but I don't think it just gels like that and just jump up the table. Poch will make them play better, but I don't see things just fix that quickly because it's so competitive at the top now.
Like, but isn't Elliot Anderson like amazing, right?
Yeah.
But Chelsea won the summer series where Newcastle were involved, so pre-season means
pre-season means
right?
Nothing.
Or not.
No, I just don't think it clicks for them. Like, Aston Villa are 7th for me.
You've kept that consistent with what you said last week,
like,
so that's fine.
At the moment, I like Aston Villa. Their team are really good. Brighton, 6th.
Bloody hell.
Oh,
really?
My God.
They've lost McAllister.
Yeah.
Potentially Caicedo.
System merchants.
Colwell.
Yeah, but they've got James Milner
coming back.
I watched a video about...
Mate, their three best players from last year probably not going to be there.
Mate, I was watching some analysis on how they're like playing possession and I swear down, I was like, yeah, these are going
to... They're a well-drilled
team, although, but their best players have...
But I think that's what I mean, but I think if you're well-drilled and you're well-coached, it doesn't matter.
Because he's a kid, yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
If you're well-drilled and you're well-coached, you can punch above your weight.
Big Fergie up front.
Ferguson's
going to have a good season. Yeah. Yeah, no, but mate, three.
João Pedro looks really good as well.
Yeah,
you guys are in for him, he looked good.
I don't know what was going on with him last year at Watford, but yeah, he was the season before. He was really good. I like João Pedro. Yeah,
I just think
he'll suit Brighton so much.
Yeah, you've seen the clips of his like footwork.
I haven't seen it from pre-season.
Yeah, there's just always surprises in there in the season. So 5th for me, are Liverpool. Just don't think they have too much depth as of yet. If they get Lavia, who knows? 4th is Newcastle.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, look, at the end of the day,
I honestly thought you were going to put them like second.
That's pretty good.
No. I don't mind that.
I think we do 4th. I think we get the 4th and we have a nice Champions League run.
Mate, I don't think
that's a good season.
That isn't unrealistic. Yeah, that isn't unrealistic.
3rd is Arsenal. 2nd, Man United. 1st, City. I really like Man United went from 5th from my early predictions to 2nd because now they've got
striker in where they needed to.
It's every position they needed. Yeah. They've done, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, as much as I hate Man United, like Ten Hag's really good.
I think
Anana's a big one.
I think Maguire's going to have a good season.
See that video of him shouting Harry Maguire?
I think Maguire's going to have a really
good season.
No, I haven't.
Mate, he goes sprinting over to Maguire after he let them through.
Maguire just takes it and everyone's like going mad about how dare he speak to Maguire like that. Shut up. It's just
I think we just looked what you just said there.
I think Maguire's going to have a good season.
I don't know.
I don't think he gets game time.
I think he will.
Over Varane and Martinez.
Varane fucking gets injured every 4 weeks.
That's true.
And the way Ten Hag wants to play.
Do you think that
system, Maguire in possession is a way better option than Varane. And I think in certain games where United are going to have a lot of the ball.
Yeah, people,
Maguire will play.
People underrate how good
he's bringing
he
the breaking
the
lines. Maguire.
Yeah.
Obviously, Martinez is even better, but yeah, yeah. Varane will be better in games where you're defending your box and defending.
Yeah.
But at home to fucking Fulham, I could see Maguire getting a lot of game time.
Yeah. Specifically at home to Fulham.
Anyways,
yeah.
Let us know in the comments your
I like yours,
20
though.
To 1.
I like, because I didn't know if anyone was going to go Arsenal first. But I do
it's
like
not,
it.
Like, it's,
no, it's not unrealistic.
It's very like unbiased.
You've got to have the fifth, man.
Yeah.
Mate, if I was you, I'd be putting Martin first in that position.
Yeah. You put West Brom first if no, they were in the Premier League.
You love West
if you
look, Brom.
If you base it off of last season and the signings they've made, I think it's the most obvious
if
choice.
If I supported a team in your exact position right now, I would be putting my team top of the league.
Yeah. Not third.
My team on
no,
the,
but
that's not unrealistic.
But it's exactly what he said. I think we can win it, but I also think United probably going to finish second.
Mm.
So it's either put us first and Man City third, as you said, or Man City first and Arsenal third.
Anyways, moving on to underperformingness of...
Wait, this is what I think of your league.
What league?
Table.
Oh.
We're basically moving on to like
that was not worth
the so-called flops of the season.
Yeah, this is an interesting
AKA we got first sacked, underperformers team-wise, and underperformer player-wise. Yeah. First sacked for you guys.
Lopetegui.
David Moyes. It was sacked or walked.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone for
the person who's no longer a manager at the club, I think.
I think Lopetegui could walk, but I think Moyes will be sacked.
I've got Moyes, but I'm thinking if it was going to be Moyes, why wouldn't they just get someone else new in this summer?
Because it'll be the fans turning again.
Yeah, I have got David Moyes.
I don't think the Wolves fans will turn on Lopetegui because they know it's not him.
Interesting.
But I could see him walking definitely. Like, listening to his interview the other day was not fucking
but
good.
But you guys have West Ham lower than me.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense.
So I had to back it.
Which I couldn't.
I double down.
Yeah, no, I've got Wolves lower.
No. But I mean, lower in than my you. Table, having West Ham 13th, then saying David Moyes makes zero sense. Mm. So Lopetegui for me.
Who have you got? Have you got Moyes as well?
I've got Moyes, yeah.
Who have you gone for team? Flop team of the year?
Well, I couldn't. It was based on where I've got them in the league. I've got Fulham and West Ham.
That's what exactly the same as me. Yeah.
I've got Wolves.
I've put
because I put him 17th.
Oh, actually, yes. I suppose. Well, yeah. Mine could be Wolves, Fulham, or West Ham because I've put them
and Bournemouth actually because I put them going down and they probably you two have them.
But is it underperforming? I put Fulham, West Ham because I thought if you base it on last season, I feel like they did great. And then if you compare it to last season, how I think they're going to do this season, that's underperforming.
Yeah, Bournemouth are in the top three favourites to go down.
Are they? Oh, okay, so that's not an underperformance. Okay,
no,
fair enough.
No.
But yeah, West Ham.
Interesting. Are they actually bottom three to go down?
Yeah, Luton are favourites, then Sheffield United, then Bournemouth.
Wow, so interesting.
And Burnley and Forest, Everton, Wolves, Fulham.
So my underperforming teams are Fulham and West Ham. I went for two, a bit of a cheat code, but I think that's how. I think that's the case.
Yeah, I've got. I'll put West Ham because I think Moyes is going to. I won't put West Ham. I'll put Fulham because I could see West Ham absolutely stinking up the gaff until Christmas, sacking David Moyes, getting a new gaffer in, signing players in January, and actually finishing higher up.
If that happens, wowzers.
I could see that they've got that in them. West
you don't
Ham.
Really make loads of signings in January, though, do you?
You will when you're fucking in the bottom three.
Up. Yeah, I guess so.
Whilst in Europe.
And McGeeve?
With that fucking.
For what?
Your underperforming team, sorry?
Oh, I already said Wolves.
Wolves.
Yeah, just it's both manager and team, yeah.
Hey, have you done all these as well?
Oh, we'll come to him. We'll come to him. Underperforming player.
I struggled with this, you know.
I didn't.
Oh, who have you got?
I went for Tonali.
Really? Oh, I didn't actually think of that.
Do you know what? I'm actually a bit cautious on it because Italians tend to underperform in the Premier League.
Where are you going with
it? It's the physicality.
It is. And like seeing him playing against Villa, he got caught out on the counter quite a bit. And like, it's going to take some time, essentially.
There's no doubt he's obviously a good player and he did great at AC Milan and Italy and whatnot. I just feel like first season in the Prem...
It's intense.
Intense.
You might get away with it next to Joe Linton, though, because he does all the running and...
Not really. Everyone's sort of like our whole thing is like fitness, really. Like
I also get
fitness
the impression
merchants.
Obviously, we only see social media, so what can you really make judgment of? But I get the impression he just don't really want to... Mm-hmm. I feel like he wants to be back in Italy.
That's a lot of rubbish, I know, but
I got him as underperforming player of the year.
I think what I didn't like about him was the one goal. It was against Villa. He lost the ball, but then he runs back and plays everyone onside.
Yeah, he runs past the player with the ball and plays.
It's like a school kid. I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah. But like, he doesn't know the language yet as well, so it's going to be tricky to learn the system.
And how the hell is he ever going to understand a Geordie as well?
we fucking know, so I don't know how he is.
I'm actually being serious, you know.
Yeah.
Nah,
he's a bit tough, like.
It's
almost so far removed from English that he might be able to understand it.
It's like learning a different language.
Yeah. So what have you had?
I put Kovacic.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ah,
but he's certified Prem baller, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's moved to a different team.
But he still knows how to play Premier League
football. What about you? Oh, Tonali.
Yeah, but no, I think because he's been brought in to replace effectively Gundogan, right?
Yeah, almost. And he's not going to be as good as Gundogan.
I don't think he's going to hit the level of.
I think he'll do all right.
But it's always tough, isn't it? Underperforming. I also had another one, but I don't want to.
I think Kovacic's a bad shout.
What is yours?
Callum Wilson.
You taking a piss?
Do you disagree? Or
taking a piss?
No, I feel like Isaac's gonna out-muscle him for the number nine, and then you'll play without Callum Wilson. That's an underperformance in my eyes.
Oh yeah, that would.
Considering he has the number nine shirt.
I agree, Isaac will be like starting most games, but Wilson, even when Isaac was starting, like he played 20 minutes, and he'd score every time.
So why didn't you have Isaac above Wilson in your striker list?
Because I still can't. As a striker, I think Wilson's better, but I think this season Isaac will like hold his own.
Would you consider that an underperformance?
If he gets phased out, no, because I don't think he'll be phased out. I think if he'll play 30 minutes a game and he'll score still, he'll still keep scoring.
That's the best ratio in world football.
Yeah, best ratio in world football.
Who's your underperforming player?
Havertz.
I like that. That's good.
Okay.
I mean, he's got to play really shit.
This is what I mean. Like, there's actually no. I was going to put Havertz in, but there's no expectation for him anyway.
Lose ability to kick football.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I didn't think of that.
The bar is so low.
Maybe that's not a good shout. Just think maybe based on expectations.
I don't think there are any expectations.
When you spend 60 million quid on a player, there is. Come on.
Yeah, but nobody's turning around going, that's the best signing of the summer. I can't wait to see him play for Arsenal. They're going, fuck me. I think personally,
Kovacic's bad shout, Havertz bad shout.
Who was yours again?
Tonali. That's a good shout.
I don't mind that. Big price, new.
Come with the end up.
Yeah.
You can only know that at the end of the season.
Well, if Havertz has the worst season out of the three, are you going to go, well, he was expected to anyway?
Yeah.
No, I think that's poor.
So many people are saying
he's going to come in as an eight.
He equals his performance of last season.
It's just like the fact that he still went for 60 mil, so it's like brings expectations
exactly.
straight back
up. Exactly.
Yeah, but if it's based on expectation, then Kovacic has the highest one, surely. He's replacing one of the most...
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think Kovacic knows how to play in the Premier League and he's not going to really drop his level at all. He knows how to play in the Premier League, moving into arguably the best team in the Premier League.
That's what you don't agree then?
Yeah. And he can get away with being shit, can't he, though, really?
Kovacic?
Yeah, he can get away with
being shit. You can get away with being shit in Man City.
You get fouled out more than anywhere. You get
dropped to the bench immediately.
But like the team aren't going to suffer with you performing poorly, essentially. Like Man City can cover anyone who...
But if he gets dropped
and he's not playing, that's underperforming. He's been brought into play.
I feel like you don't get dragged as much as a player because the team in general will be performing well.
If Man City aren't going to lose.
Yeah, they're still going to win. So there's not much media pressure compared to like if you're in an Arsenal team who are now suffering because one of the Havertz isn't doing as well. Like I'm saying, he's making a point.
If you just remove your anger from it a second, he's actually making a good point.
I'm not.
Great point, Lewis, man.
Thank you, Pete.
Great point. Moving on. Who's your underperforming player?
Mudrick.
Based on what we've just said about Havertz.
I'm basing it off the tweets I've seen from a Mr. Tom Garrett.
Saying
how this guy is going to have a massive season, all this shit.
Pull the tweet up.
Bang average player.
He should
be playing at, not even Crystal Palace. Like, I don't know where
Lewis,
he should...
Pull the tweet up.
I can't be bothered.
You're just lying.
I'm not lying. You know what you've said.
You know,
I literally quote tweeted his goal in pre-season and went, pre-season means nothing, and in brackets he's going to win it all. It was a bit of a joke,
a satire.
Win it all, yeah, I heard.
I know, you
bigged him.
He did
since
say he's
going to
win Ballon d'Or though, so.
I'm sorry, this is the biggest Tom L in like pitch side history, and it goes unnoticed. You bigged him up so much, and he has been absolute shit.
Yeah, but he did really well against James Milner in that 0-0 then.
We'll
see, won't we?
Yeah, we will see.
We'll see. Who's your underperforming team, quickly?
Chelsea, and then I had Ange as the manager.
Wow.
Blasphemy.
He
just said he liked him.
I like him a lot, but he hasn't got like the success at the top leagues behind him.
So you think he's going to be the first manager to be sacked?
I think Tottenham have a rough start of the season.
Why would you bring him in to sack him as the first manager of the season?
Because Right. Think about it this way, right? Unlike other managers, he hasn't got a track record in top leagues. Gone. If Tottenham get off to a poor side after investing, then like he's going to be gone and he'll get someone reliable.
I honestly don't see that at all. I think they give him one season minimum, no matter how shit Spurs are.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because where did Arsene Wenger come from?
No, well, I agree. I'm not going to say I agree with logic. I just see them being very quick on the button to get rid. I'm not saying it's going to be the right decision. I'm just saying that managers getting sacked, especially normally at the start of the season with Scott Parker going after they had a terrible run of fixtures and then had the easiest fixtures to come, it's always like stupid thinking.
I don't think you spend that much time trying to embed a completely new manager and philosophy to just get rid of him.
Yeah, I completely agree.
First manager.
I think you've been
maybe you're right. I don't see Moyes going. And then I'm looking at the rest and I'm like, well,
you could have picked a different team.
Definitely,
it wasn't between Spurs and West Ham.
That's true.
Anyway, boys, time to chat Super Six.
Six again
for another season with them. Super Six, thank you so much for your support. We are so glad to be back.
Now, lads, if you don't know what Super Six is, where have you been all my life? Well, that was a bit cringe, wasn't it? But look, we're here.
Harmony,
we're
back.
I thought that was fire.
It's beautiful. A game. It's completely free to play. And this weekend, the start of the Premier League, it is a huge £1 million jackpot.
No. I don't. Come on. How much money?
1 million.
1 million quid. First week. What?
$1 million.
Is simply, no, pounds.
Pounds, actually.
If you simply predict six correct scores.
Yeah.
That's it. You'll win a mil.
That's ridiculous. Well, you've got six score lines. Get them right.
It's so easy. Quid.
What would you spend the mil on?
I'd buy you a gift. I'll go on holiday with you boys.
You'd never see this face again.
Straight away, we'd be on hold.
I buy a house, build a home gym, recovery pod, ice bath, sauna.
That's not celebrating. You've just invested into your future.
Yeah, and then that wouldn't be the first thing. Yeah, it would.
You are a sad little man.
You're going, right, I'd love an ice bath.
No, first thing I'd say, I'll find a house, I want that one. I'll put cash down, whole thing, build myself a home gym, get an ice bath, sauna, jacuzzi.
Do you know what? It's a good shout. But I'd still go on holiday first.
So. No, I wouldn't go on holiday, man. I'm here to drive.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
You know what I'd do? I'd go on holiday, and then on my holiday, I'd do my next week Super Six so I could win the week after as well.
Yeah. How would you go on holiday, though, when you got to be here doing pitch side every week?
Well, there's a bit where I'd be back home, wouldn't it? We'd have to do it every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week, we are discussing the top six most improved Premier League teams for
23-24. Yeah, I found this tough, you know, because...
Also, if this doesn't line up with your 1-20, then I'm going to be very annoyed.
I found it tough because I thought six teams is quite a lot to improve. And I get it because it's Super Six. But I've only got five.
I completely...
But I have six, but one of them or two of them, it's one place. Which, in theory, is technically improved.
Yeah.
From where I had them last.
Can I go for my five?
Yeah, go on. Why have you not got
six? Just add another one.
I did have...
Just
okay,
add another
okay,
team
okay.
That have gone up from where they finished last season.
Done.
All right.
Got six, okay? Burnley.
From not being in the Prem to being in the Prem.
Nice.
That's pretty fair.
And I think they're going to improve on...
Right, well, my list is completely different because
it doesn't have to just be a league improvement.
Improve as a team. I think finishing 12th, where I said, are they going to finish in the Prem, is an improvement.
I'm done in here then, because I picked teams that were already in the Prem.
An improvement on being in the Championship.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
That's true.
Go on, you got five others.
Yeah, does this line up? I've got Spurs. That does, yeah, they were eighth and I predicted them to finish seventh.
That's an improvement.
That is an improvement. Yeah,
that lines up.
I thought with Madison, they're going to improve one spot. I've then got Palace.
Yep.
Yeah. They've moved from 11th to 10th in my... They finished 11th last season. I've got them finishing 10th. But I think it more than that, their football will improve. Yeah. Under Hodgson with Elise, Eze, man, they're cooking.
We saw a bit of it towards the end of last year, didn't we?
See Eze goal pre-season.
Yeah, he's so fucking good, man.
Yeah, that was so good. This guy is going to be playing in the Euros next year.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope so.
Definitely. Definitely.
I've then got Liverpool.
Yep. Fair.
Yeah.
They had an off season.
If you put them top four, that's an improvement.
There you go. They've had an off season. I feel like McAllister. I even think Darwin's going to cook this season.
Schlobberschlei.
I just think they're starting to click, and you saw it towards the end of last season, especially with the improvements of Trent as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Virgil as capitano. And then got Chelsea. I think this is the biggest improvement. You know, from finishing 12th, I've got them to finish.
Sorry, you've gone from fifth. Bottom to top.
Yeah.
Mine's not in order.
Mine's not in order. I just did it in order. Chelsea, they got finished 12th last season. I got them to finish 5th. I think they're going to get back in Europe. I think they're going to start to click. Jackson looks a player in Cuckoo. Obviously, we all know how good he is.
Mm. Enzo going to actually play in his designated role, hopefully.
Modric.
Oh.
I hope Reece James stays injury free.
They've got some depth in the front line, you know, with Sterling. People forget that he's there.
They're even being linked this morning with Vlahovic.
Yeah.
Are they actually?
Swap deal with Lukaku.
How many fucking attackers do they want?
Yeah, they don't need more strikers, man.
Well, no, you might as well.
Poch was actually licking his lip.
Yeah.
Playing FM.
Yeah. Is Cowell staying?
Who?
Because Poch specifically said he wants young homegrown talent to be the core of Chelsea's team.
And if
Reece James captain.
If Reece James and Chilwell stay fit, they will.
Yeah, they're a different side. I really like Chilwell a lot.
I think Chelsea can have a great season.
Yeah, and then my final improved team, which I've just added in, is Arsenal from second to my prediction of first.
Yep.
And I think if you look at the signings they've made, they're going to improve. Where can they improve to? The Premier League title.
That's fair.
I mean, that is an improvement. That would
be a huge improvement.
Yeah. I have similar teams. Not all the same, but it's very similar. I have Chelsea, of course, we've just discussed. Liverpool, same reason, getting top four again. Palace, exactly the same, 11th to 10th. Now, my three that are different are West Ham. You think they're lower.
Yeah, I put them higher. Yeah.
After losing their best player.
Yeah, but they've got a bank account now to spend. They're gonna be spending.
That's just gonna go on legal fees, I think.
Yeah.
No. But West Ham underperformed. Even if they just play back to where they should be.
I think they're gonna have a shit season.
Well, yeah, that's why you've not put them as most improved.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, well,
I think this. If I said this, I'd be getting cooked.
Yeah, but I also don't think Arsenal will win the Premier League.
Why are you not getting cooked right now? Comments. Chip on my shoulder.
We have a big West Ham following, mate. They're going to be on my side.
I love West Ham. I'm a secret West Ham fan.
Lions!
What's that? What did I say?
What did he say?
Okay. I've got Everton. I don't think they'll be near the drop.
Everton!
Survive comfortably. And going from third to second, Man United. Most improved.
Yeah.
And certainly in terms of football, they're going to have what? Instead of Weghorst and Martial, they'll have big Rasmus up top, won't they?
So, well, Hodgeland.
I ordered mine.
Roy Hodgeland.
Roy Hodgeland.
I am a ball knowledge expert.
Yeah, but the problem is you could also rank teams by improvement of football, not necessarily league.
I agree. I've done it as a whole, yeah.
That's why you're the team, man.
I'm that guy still.
Come on.
I've got Everton as number six because I've got them 14th. So, and I just think they'll...
That's right.
I don't think they'll be around relegation.
Yeah, I agree.
Fifth, Spurs.
Interesting.
Wow.
But you're both under the guys that Kane stays.
Yes.
And I thought that he'd go. yeah. when doing my...
Even if he goes, I think they'll bring in another... I just really like Ange. I think he's a top man.
No, but it's Richarlison, isn't it?
No, they'll buy a striker.
No, Richarlison.
No, brother, I'm telling you, they are Richarlison heavy. Pro Richarlison.
Well, okay. I trust Ange.
Forget Kane and Son. It's Madison and Richarlison.
And Son.
Richarlison, Madison.
And Kulusevski. They've got some good players.
Where Triple Son, man.
Yeah, Harry Skip.
Signed a new goalie. Has that centre-half gone through yet or not? They're who? Close. That top, Tapsoba, they were in for
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
And there was that the Dutch guy. I know they're linked with a few. Fourth, Patalis, because I've got them 10th, but I think they're...
Patalis.
I'm a bit drunk.
He's not. He's on water.
I'm not. It's fucking 11 o'clock. I'm not that fucking cooked. Third, United.
Yep.
Second, Burnley, because I've got them 12th.
See, I didn't include promoted teams. I probably could have put Burnley.
I mean, yeah. And then first, Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea are my number one.
Yeah.
But the rest don't really have an order.
That's crazy.
Let us know in the comments, what would you have as your six?
Here's an interesting question. Obviously, we're all saying Chelsea to improve the most. However, apart from you, no one's put them in their top four. Do you think there is a potential challenge from Chelsea?
No, I think the other teams are too good.
Do you think so? You're not going to push them?
What?
No, I don't, because I've got
the
four.
The quality, though.
They've got no other competitions. Yeah. Well, no extra competitions, no Europe. I don't think, Pete, I think you're underestimating how much quality Chelsea have got.
I agree.
No, I do. I'm not underestimating them.
That back four,
but to jump from 12 to...
joke. Like, back five, if they get a goalie...
Yeah.
Chilwell, you know, James, either side of Thiago Silva, Cole Will, like, fucking hell.
They're looking at De Sassi, and Fofana's obviously going to come back from injury.
Fofana's injured again. I mean,
he's got Badiashile, looked good last season.
Yeah, he's
mate, good. The midfield, Enzo, we know how good he is. I think they'll get Caicedo, I do.
They're looking at Robert Sanchez, aren't they?
Yes. Last night, yeah.
Really?
Which I think will be, that's an improvement.
Yeah, it is.
Then the amount of options they've got up front, and I trust Poch to get it right, I think.
Yeah, Chelsea squad that as forward line is some of the, you'd think anyway, some of the best in the...
Jackson looks good in pre-season.
Yeah, he's good.
And
you know what? He's not even the number nine. I mean, he is the number nine, but he's not wearing number nine, so there's no curse.
There's no curse.
Then they've got Madueke, Mudrick, Sterling. They are fucking loaded and ready to go.
Speaking of loaded and ready to go teams, Palace, could they go even higher under Roy? Eze, Elise.
I think they'll be a very, very good home team.
The problem with Palace is, who above?
Yeah, there are a lot of teams that are better than them. That's the problem. Isn't
Villa,
it?
Go higher. So you say Villa.
Villa.
Yeah, Villa could surprise everyone. Villa could. They have quality, but.
Could they win the league?
I feel like they would concentrate more on the Conference League than Premier League finish. Because Conference League gets them Europa League anyway, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but wouldn't it be more pragmatic to finish in the top seven than win a knockout competition?
But I think they'll finish top seven anyway.
No, mate, if Villa win their European competition.
No, but when he says will they push it, we're talking six
push
and above,
it real
right?
Good.
Because if they're already finished in seventh.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mate, if Villa would hunt, if they are in the semis of the Conference League, they're going to focus on winning that.
No.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean.
That'd be huge. Another European title for Villa.
What do you mean?
You were saying they'd prioritize that they'd start the season prioritizing the Conference League over the league, but I don't think they would.
No, I mean, if given the situation, they're going to be more focused on getting a trophy for that club than finishing sixth or above, I think.
Mm.
Look, lads, let us know.
No, for the reason that we've not put them in most improved. Because they are seventh.
Yeah.
If they finish any higher, that would be a most improved.
Look, lads, let us know in the comments what you think. And I've got a little challenge for us set by Super Six. We want to see how many of you lot we can get in our pitch side mini league before the Premier League kicks off on the 12th of August. Currently, there's over 1,500 of you.
Yep.
We're already on the road to being, once again, the biggest Super Six mini league.
And do you know the beauty of this season? The more people that join the league, the bigger the cash prize is.
We want to try and beat... Did we have over 10,000 last year?
Yeah, we hit
10K. We went over 10K, didn't yeah. we? Embarrassing. Everyone else below us, embarrassing. Pitch side is the biggest and will always be the biggest mini league on Super Kicks. Join it using the link in the description down below or use the code PTCH23.
Did you know for every people that join, for every 50 people, sorry, that join the Pitch Side Mini League, the cash prize goes up by 10 quid?
Baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's capped one at round. 1,000 though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's class. Get involved quickly.
That's crazy.
Tell everyone. Tell your aunties. Tell your sisters. Tell your brothers. Tell your mothers. Tell yourself.
And how much is it to join?
Free. It's free, mate.
Oh.
It's free. Use the code PTCH23 to join using the link in the description down below.
Bosh.
Right then, moving on to our most improved predictions. We've got who will be the most improved team.
Yep.
Manager.
Yep.
And player. Reeve, kick us off, mate.
Yeah, man. I'll go first. It's probably going to come as no surprise, this one. My most improved team is Chelsea.
Mm. Is that three-way?
Agree or disagree?
I've gone Chelsea.
Oh, three-way all round.
Love that.
I've gone big Chelsea.
I'll go for three-way with you two.
Big Chelsea.
What?
Most improved manager, certainly in terms of league position, I've gone Sean Dyche.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because I don't think Everton are going to be anywhere near.
Do you think he's
going to
improve that much as a manager?
No, but I don't necessarily think that's what the question implies.
I've gone for Vincent Kompany.
Oh, you've actually gone for he's going to improve most throughout the season.
Well, he's also, I've got him as 12th, so yeah, that's an improvement.
Yeah, that's fair. Who have you got? Arteta.
Pochettino.
I don't mind it. Yeah, if Chelsea are going to improve the most, then that's it. That makes sense.
It's like, he didn't do great at PSG, or did he?
He won the league one season.
Yeah, not as good as they should have been.
Yeah, like they... PSG won the league, do you know what I mean?
You not think this is Schaffer Klopp?
In terms of Champions League. Huh?
Schaffer Klopp?
Yeah, if he's going to be pushing up on everyone's predictions.
No, but Klopp is known as one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
Just
but this is what I mean. Are we talking where the team improves in terms of table finish or an actual improvement in the manager's...
I've gone for a bit of both.
I feel like, Pochettino would be the reason why Chelsea improve.
Yeah.
Therefore, Pochettino has improved as a manager. If he can take a team from 12.
I'd argue Pochettino's that good as he is.
That's why
he will naturally improve.
Yeah, but I don't know. Whatever.
Who's that was an interesting... It's a different...
It depends
kind of
how you've taken
what
the question.
What kind of view you've had.
Depends how you take it.
My most improved player
is take it.
Darwin Nunez. No?
Yeah, I wish I'd gone for that. Frick.
Go on, who's yours?
I put Eze, but he's already class. But then again, I think he can get even better.
I've got,
to be fair, I had a second one, Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I think that he is going to have a good second season.
They're the best two shouts.
But is that an improvement or just back to his best?
It'd be an improvement for his standards season, at Manchester City. Yeah. Not his standards personally, but how he's played at that club, yeah.
Mm.
Who you got?
Mudrick.
Of course.
Oh, Sam Garrett keeping it on brand.
You're going to see, bro. You look,
I've been waiting to see.
No, but
look,
is that most improved
you,
if he's a Ballon d'Or contender anyway?
You just can't understand foot either way I do.
Oh, mate.
I know a player when I see one.
Can you be a most improved player if you're a Ballon d'Or contender?
That's a good question.
You said he's not even good enough to play in the Premier League, so...
No. I said he might make it at Crystal Palace, thank you very much.
So that would be an improvement if he's going
to... To be fair, it's a fair shout, because it's impossible for him to get worse, especially in front of goal.
It's never impossible.
Well, every single time he's been one-on-one, he actually hasn't hit the target. He's blasted it into Rose Ed.
Exactly.
Good pre-season.
Well, 150 mil that was.
That wasn't a bad goal pre-season, was it?
150 mil?
Lewis, hit us with your most improved... what's your most improved team?
Villa.
What?
Did you put them in the table?
Yeah, no, but I understand that, like, the position, finishing position at the end, but, like, as a general team and a general season.
What the fuck are you
want? Because otherwise, I'm looking at Villa as the team they were last season to this season.
They improved halfway through the season.
No, because the improvement came when they changed manager. That's when they started improving. They'll be the same team as last year.
I disagree.
Your player? Your player?
Mate, that's what the fuck?
Your player?
My player was Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah,
was,
I nearly put
don't
him.
Mind that.
Though. Don't mind that, I
that's
tell you.
Yeah. That's all right from you, man.
Yeah, hang on, you were slagging him off the other week.
That's what I'm saying. He was useless last season.
No, but he came with a big player out of position, though, as well.
Man. He's not useless either.
Okay, he wasn't useless, but he didn't have the impact he should have.
And your manager? For the World Cup, was he?
Oh, World Cup merchant. Jesus Christ, man.
And your manager?
Golden Ball. My manager was Jurgen Klopp.
Hang on.
Fucking hell.
What? Most improved from last season, lads.
I still can't wrap my head around you thinking Villa are the most improved team when you've put them as the same as where they finished last season, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, but they're in competitions as well. There's a lot more stuff that can go on in the season. I think as a team, the team has massively improved through the transfer market and have full season under Emery now. I think they're going to have a class season.
So where did you put Liverpool?
Yeah.
Great job.
Liverpool, in my actual predictions, I put them fifth.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Klopp's most improved manager.
Klopp's a great manager,
but he had a bad season and he's going to improve this season.
Oh, that's fair, but they finish in the exact same spot as last year.
So it's not a bad season this year if they finish first.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right then, let us know your most
improved. I fucking love
you. You are not right
down
in the
below. Before we finish and move on to a little quick fire thing Lewis has come up with, a special brain of him, we've got team...
Yeah, he's fine. Let him carry on.
Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah.
We're doing our Premier League team.
You're ruining it, man.
Start again, please.
No.
No, we're carrying on.
We're keeping your embarrassing antics in.
This is authentic podcast material, my friend.
This is a bit of a rogue one we're doing here, I won't lie.
This is hard.
Well, we're deciding our team of the season.
Before a ball's been kicked.
Yeah.
Right, thanks, Lewis.
Yeah, content.
Cheers, Lou, because we don't get cooked enough online.
It's quite fun, and I actually think I have the best one.
Tom's not been first yet, so you go first.
Okay, I've gone again. Yeah,
stand by it, man.
Who the fuck knows? Like,
stand by it, man.
And also, I actually tried to get smaller teams players in. Then
But that's never the case.
You know, how it works, it's normally like two or three of the best teams in the league will have all their players.
Rather than think about what the official one is, this is the real one where the best performing players.
Oh no,
I've done the one that gets slapped up on the Premier League.
There's a reason you're there. Right.
No, trust me, Bruno Gimman.
I've gone Onana in goal. I think I just think it'll be that much of an improvement. It'll be highlighted.
But De Gea won Golden Glove and didn't even get a sniff of the team.
Yeah, because people knew the Golden Glove meant nothing. He still stunk the place out. Right back on Reece James, I think a full season of him, he's the best in the world.
Did he get a knee injury 2 minutes in?
My centre-halves are gone Saliba and Stones. Again, a full season of Saliba. He's absolutely unreal.
Got him as a...
Left back.
What are you looking at?
I've gone Nathan Ake.
Oh, don't mind that.
Because he's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
My midfield three, I want it...
Actually, question. I know it's not been Here We Go yet and you are his lookalike, but do you not think Guardiola offers a bit of competition?
To who?
Nathan Ake.
But do you think he's going to play that left side?
I think it'd be like left centre back, left back, hybrid, like Ake.
I just can't see a world where Johnny Stones and Ruben Dias don't start every week because they are just amazing.
But John Stones is the right back, Phil.
No, I don't know. I don't know what they got cooking at Man City, to be honest. Left back, I nearly put Rico Henry in, then I thought...
Oh, Ake's the centre back.
No.
What would you?
Left back.
Oh, okay. You put Ake in.
No, I get that bit. But why did you say Rico Henry?
Because I've put Ake at left back.
Where you put Rico Henry?
So where's Rico Henry?
No, I said I was going to
put
Rico Henry. Right. Jesus. I really wanted to fit Bruno G in my midfield, but I couldn't because I thought...
Oh, yeah. I got him, man.
Because...
Don't worry, Paul.
I'll tell you why. I just don't think... I think people know how good he is.
That's not a reason to not include him.
No, I don't think Newcastle are going to shine.
What about the rest of the team?
By definition,
that means that he should be in the team.
Everyone
of the
knows how good Haaland is, so we won't include him in
exactly
team of the season.
Hang on.
I think my point is, there's no surprise element with Bruno G. People forget about
Haaland. Don't include Salah in your team of the season because he scores 30 every year.
You're not letting me finish. You're not letting me finish. The players I've put in. So like Enzo, I think he'll have such an improvement. He's more highlighted.
But he won a World Cup. Everyone knows how good he is.
No, but not to this. It's not to the same level, is it?
Yeah, but all right. Why don't we have
that baffles?
Why
me.
Don't we have Hodgland in the team of the season over Haaland? Because
you nobody knew Haaland then.
No, Haaland's going to score 40 goals. Obviously,
yeah, but that's
be in the team.
No, you can't have him in because that's a surprise.
Yeah, that's the level he's at.
It's not a surprise.
You can't have him. Everyone knows he's going to do it.
So yeah, I wanted to get, and I don't think Newcastle will do as well this season. I think there'll be a drop off. So
that's a better reason. You could have started with that.
But no, I still think he's going to have a really good season.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think how people think of team of the years.
We've had this before.
No.
Don't try and think what other people think. Do your own one.
Wait. No, the people who pick the team of the year.
I know what you meant.
We are picking the team of the year.
Because if I was just picking the best players, I'd have Alisson in goal, but people get bored of players like they do. Eze and Maddison are my other two midfielders.
Everyone knows Maddison's a good player.
I think Maddison's going to absolutely cook.
Shalom Jackie.
I've just realised after you've said something.
Oh, that's fair. You know, completely redo your front line because you didn't put Haaland.
I did have Saka, but I've changed it to Salah. I forgot about Salah.
Oh my, I shouldn't have said anything. Can we scrap? No, you've got to keep it the same.
You can't
keep it the same.
Tough.
You can't.
Excuse me, everyone. Tom Garrett forgot Mohamed Salah.
Yeah.
Let that be known.
So my front three are Salah, Haaland and Mudrik.
Saka.
Fuck off. Right, well, I'm actually going to do mine. I do have honourable mentions, though, from smaller teams.
Yeah.
So Isak, smaller team.
Ah,
yo. Team of the season. Eze, Leno.
Oh, do you know what? Isak's a good shout.
Leno and... I put Saliba because I couldn't fit him in my main 11.
Wow.
So my main 11 is Alisson. Shock. Trent in his new role. Have you done that? Yeah, okay. Stones and Lisandro Martinez are my two centre backs. Mm. Chilwell at left back.
No, we didn't.
All right. Midfield three of Bruno G. Come on, are we?
Nice.
He's in. Declan Rice.
And
Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, good shot.
And then front three of Mohamed Salah, Erling Haaland, and Phil Foden.
Ooh.
Well, there's been rumours this morning of Foden leaving.
No way.
Right.
He's in my FPL team.
This is the team of the season.
Go on, man.
In goal. Well, I've also based this on my... I've based this on how I think the league's going to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously, I predicted Arsenal first, City second.
Yeah, shut up and tell your team, mate. Yeah.
Okay. In goal, Ramsdale.
No. What if he's not in goal at the end of the year?
That's not a bad shout.
No, it's not a bad shout. It's
not a bad shout. End of story. Okay, not a bad shout. Right back, Reece James.
Oh, sorry. I read it wrong. They're not selling Phil Foden. They're looking at moving him out wide and looking for another midfielder.
Right back, Reece James. Centre backs of Saliba and... Oh, I got Ruben Diaz. I meant to say Stones, but...
No. Diaz is just...
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry.
Left back Zinchenko. Arsenal in the league, so... Yeah.
Aren't we looking at playing Timber there, though? I'm not trying to do devil's advocate or anything, but I think that...
I don't know. You're the Arsenal fan.
I'll be serious.
Looking at me.
Most of our preseason games...
Inverted fullback.
Timber's been playing left back.
Okay, well, yeah, that's because...
Well, no, you'd know that because you've been watching all the games.
No, I'm only asking.
No, why are you going embarrassed me? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, bro.
I think he's going to win team of the season.
I'm so sorry,
but
shut up.
Yeah, you're right, he does not want
centre midfield, I've got Bruno Fernandes.
Yes!
Declan Rice.
Yes!
And Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, my...
Well, you said he's centre mid. Why are you...
No, in his new role.
You said he's centre mid.
That's where he plays, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm putting centre mid.
In game, though,
yeah, so he's going to get centre mid team of the season.
Oh, God, you idiot.
No, well, I'm only doing what he said. He told me to, you know, I'm listening to Reeve, big Reeve here, big knowledgeable Reeve. I'm going to listen to what he says, aren't I? So I got Trent centre midfield.
He's going for you today, isn't he?
I got right wing, I got Saka. Because Arsenal are going to win the league, so I went Saka over Salah.
Yeah,
I just think Salah's numbers will...
Yeah.
He's undeniable.
Yeah, there's a reason Arsenal going to win the league, because of Saka's numbers.
Okay.
This is what a prediction is.
Okay.
I got Haaland, surprise, surprise. Left, I got Grealish.
Yeah.
Don't mind it.
Yeah, could see that.
Yeah.
Can you see that? But
you went Foden, I went Grealish.
I had to get my star boy in. And I went for the other star boy, would you?
No.
I'm not sure about Ramsdale, though. I think Raya replaces him by the end of the year.
Ooh.
He's not even signed yet.
No, but it's close.
He's not even... You lot are disservicing
Ramsdale. Such a good season.
He's such a good... Mate, Ramsdale's going to be number one.
We're number one.
You lot have gone in the space of a week. Ramsdale's England number one. This is it. Two. Oh, you see, Rising to Arsenal. Oh, yeah, Ryan's going to replace him straight away. Shut up, man.
Yeah, because they're going to have shared minutes, aren't they? You even said that. You said they're going to have shared minutes.
Yeah, but Ramsdale's number one, man.
No, but Reeve has said he rates Raya higher.
Great app.
What?
Was it?
But I feel like if you're going to put a goalkeeper in the team of the season, they're going to be the one that plays the majority of the year, right? Either Alisson or Onana.
I shouldn't.
Anyway, go on. You done yours?
Yes.
Ah, man, I got poop. I got two.
Here we go. Here we fucking go.
Have you based it on your actual league positions?
So I have tried to include some like smaller teams in as well. Like,
how many Newcastle players have you got?
How respectable, Lewis.
So we have Nick Pope in goal. For me. I think once he's playing in the Champions League as well, demonstrating his
class ability. Because that's what people vote for in the Premier League team of the season. You are,
I know,
correct.
But I just think, that is true. But I think he's going to have a class season again. And I think it's going to be highlighted even more because it's two seasons in a row at the top level. Right back, I have went Trent.
Fucking hell, I'm surprised with that.
But he's a centre mid.
I did have Trippier in, but I just think Trent's going to have a class season.
Yeah, you're right.
Botman is centre back. It's not funny, man. They're part of the best defence in the world, man. Like,
in the world.
In the world.
Botman is a unit. I know people say
Did
you see everyone saying,
good.
Why did you not put in Baldi from our Barcelona? He's the best young fullback in the world.
Top 10, though, is he?
No.
Well, everyone in the comments seems to be a professional Barcelona fan.
Yeah. You know, those professional Barcelona fans.
Nah, I think Botman is like unbelievable.
Come on, next. So.
Diego Carlos.
Bro, what is your obsession with him?
I like this.
Sorry. So let me get this straight.
I think
who do you think is going to win the league?
Man City.
So and you've got not.
They're not going to win it off the defence, in my opinion.
What?
What is your?
No, like obviously they joined first last year.
Diego Carlos is going to be one of the two centre backs in team of the season.
Look at this thing. I could have put
Van Dijk, Stone. No, you're trying to be different.
I could have put John Stones. I'm trying to include an Aston Villa player who I think is going to have a class.
This is not realistic.
That's not the question. I'm not thinking of it as the official Premier League thing because that's always biased.
You're such a man of the people, man.
These are the best players in their positions.
I do get it.
But I don't think Diego Carlos is going to be the best centre back in his position in the league.
Diego Carlos. Do you know what? We'll play this clip when he's had a banging season.
What, better than Stones, Diaz, Van Dijk, Saliba, Gabriel?
Who is a better centre-back?
Martinez.
Diego Carlos or Saliba?
So in left back, I have Luke.
I fully get it though, because Villa are bigger than Newcastle. So that makes sense.
No. Left back, I do have Luke Shaw.
That's fair.
Why did you say that like it was one
Luke
name?
Shaw.
Luke Shaw.
All right, okay. We have KDB, Declan Rice.
I'm surprised no one's got KDB in, by the way.
I don't think he's going to have as good of a
year. I actually think, just quickly, City are going to be more defensive this season. Yeah. Like, less goals, more solid, yeah.
Yeah, possession.
Right, okay. This one...
Who did you say? KDB?
I'm more put this lad in.
Oh, no.
I've got Elliot
Anderson. You are joking.
No, I've got Elliot Anderson in.
Because, you're joking.
This one isn't like, obviously, because I'm not thinking of it as you have thought about it. I'm just thinking about because this guy, I wanted to shine a light on him.
Mate, you can have him as a nominee for young player.
I'll accept that. I just wanted
to play every week.
No, I just want to put out, I genuinely think he, by then.
What, over Joe Linton?
I think
Bruno,
mate, we already know how good he is. He's class.
Over who?
He's a great 4.5 mil midfielder.
I think Joe Linton will be out left and we'll start.
What?
You bought Harvey Barnes, you got Anthony Gordon, you think Joe Linton's playing left wing?
If you look through all the players that we've signed, right, they never start the season. We always stay loyal.
You're going to play Joe Linton left wing?
I understand he's played there before, but there's no way you have this amount of time given to Harvey Barnes and Anthony Gordon in pre-season to play Joel Linton.
Anthony Gordon
left wing.
I don't think as well.
You just said he's going to get the most fucking...
Maybe it doesn't matter who starts the first game, but I think by the end he earns his way in because he's like, I think he's going so under the radar. Wait, obviously he's not probably going to be team of the season, but I want to get it out there because
you could have him as a nominee, mate.
You could
have put Elliot Anderson ahead of like... Rodri, Bruno Fernandes.
I'll have him as a nominee.
Casemiro,
Odegaard,
Bruno,
Rice
is
Enzo.
Rice is in there.
So who's your midfield three?
I'll have him as a nominee and I'll throw in Rodri, but I just feel like we need to highlight that guy because he's going under the radar. Up front, we have Saka on the wing, Haaland, and then Grealish.
Very nice. Other than Pope and Anderson, that's all right. Well, and your centre half. Actually, that's a stinker.
All right, anyway, let's move on to the final part of today's show. Lewis is going to give us some questions with predictions to make, and we have to do it rapid fire. Yeah, I'm quite excited for this.
Yeah, so we've had some listeners send them in. We've got 9 of them here, so we're rapid fire predictions. We'll just go around from Reeve to Theo to Tom.
Are we just saying no explanations, just one word answers?
Yeah, like who is it?
Oh, because this is going to look great on short form content. Yeah. I get it.
Oh, we're going to look great on TikTok.
Yeah.
So these have been sent in from the listeners. Number one is coup of the season. So
signing-wise. As in best coup. Bargain.
Yeah, like the most shrewd,
best bit of business.
Like, oh, hang on. We need to
have a little thing, but
coup.
You never heard
it's like
that.
The best bit of business. Or like a team punching above the weight, a big signing.
Not a signing.
No, a sign. Yeah, a signing.
I'm going to go Jury and Timber.
I can't think.
He's only 34 mil, wasn't he?
How much did they sign Onana for United?
About 40 mil, I was thinking him.
Onana.
What's his name? The Brighton goalie they've signed for Anderlecht.
Abrusian.
Oh, interesting one.
I had another one, but...
He's good, man.
Yeah.
Team with the most bookings.
Sheffield United.
Luton.
Sheffield United.
Hmm. Player with the most red cards.
What's a player?
Player.
Casemiro.
Asmodovic. However you say that guy's name.
Most red cards? Yeah, I'll go Casemiro again.
The Golden Boot winner.
Oh, this is a tough one, isn't it?
I'm going to go Haaland.
Haaland.
Which pitch side member will have the worst take this season?
Lewis Bowden.
Lewis Bowden.
It's already happened, by the way.
Tom Garrett.
Nice. Best fans.
What do you mean? Are just best fans in the Prem?
Yeah.
Man United.
What, generally, or you mean for this season?
Yeah, this season.
Luton Town.
All scenes.
Newcastle.
Nice. Worst fans.
Newcastle.
Liverpool.
Everton.
Well, worst fan, did you say? Or fans?
Fans.
Oh, okay, not fan. Sorry, Spurs.
Oh.
Now, worst fans are Chelsea.
Spurs.
Breakthrough player.
Chelsea fans hate me, man. Modric. Breakthrough player. Elliot Anderson.
Evan Ferguson.
That's not a breakthrough.
He's not a breakthrough.
Who?
Evan Ferguson.
When was
his
breakthrough?
He's just had his breakthrough season.
He's been linked with Man United in the summer.
That was his breakthrough season.
All right. Oh, well, fucking hell. Change my answer then.
Come and read that.
Actually, I'll change that. Oscar Bob.
Oscar Bob.
Mm. Oh, you love that guy.
Not sure about that one.
Fucking unbelievable.
Grand Coal?
Grand Coal.
Alone, isn't he?
Enciso.
Ooh.
Breakthrough.
And then this one, which is...
What do you mean, breakthrough?
And finally, the second top goal scorer in the league, because...
Mohamed Salah.
Darwin Nunes.
Darwin Nunes.
I like it. Yeah.
Imagine.
And Kunku.
No fucking way. No, what? You really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we are. The Premier League Fair Predictions Special. Is there cemented in place?
Make sure you are rating us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify because, ladies and gentlemen... We're number one.
We are number one.
And we're going to stay there at number one. All you got to do is keep liking, keep sharing, keep rating, keep
supporting.
Keep listening, following, doing everything.
Make sure you join our Super Six League using the link in the description down below using the code PTCH23.
Yep.
And we will see you next week.